This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
Quick question. Why is it that we need oxygen to breathe, but we have to desperately work to keep it away from everything else so it doesn't go bad? I don't know. I swear to God, I'm 100% sober. I'm just random thoughts.
What is TWS podcast episode, whatever? Who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rip. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
What's ready?
I feel like the Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready.
Met her at Howard. Lived in the towers, same floor that I was, which did allow us to sit and talk for hours. In between dealings and all this unveiling, clearly there was feelings. She had a ceiling, couldn't move further. At least she preferred to just have a friendship. We couldn't end it, too late. Now we got way too involved. Any trouble just to push it along. Man, a problem, deeply she had me. Back in Miami, wasn't just a family.
She whispered so sadly that her heart belonged to a real good brother. She didn't intend to make me her lover. This is said after. Let's say I had her. Let's say I'd rather be the one that mattered. Hey, that sounds dramatic. Maybe I should just chill and just let this little story here build. All right, anyway. Welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy, J. Dot Flam, representing the White Pants Society. I'm a little out of breath already. Woo! All right, yeah, and I want to thank you first and foremost for hanging out with me, spending a little bit of your time to talk about whatever, do whatever it is that we do here. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me, and I do really appreciate that. It's been a banner month so far in terms of like podcast growth. So yeah, absolutely appreciate y'all. That was, if you've never heard that song before, that's Tale of Two. From Eric Roberson, huge Eric Roberson fan. Used to see him, you know, go to, you know, concerts of his, you know, back in D.C. As often as I could, whenever he showed up, would take everybody, you know, anybody that was interested, would try to get him to go with me to check out this dude. Like, just amazing, amazing musician. And that's like one of my favorite songs, because like to hear a like an R&B dude like sing flow, kind of like, you know, it's, I don't know, and the story is just, it's amazing. It's one of those stories that we could all probably relate to at some point in our lives, and it's just, it's executed so beautifully. Two people, it's an awesome song. If you ever get a chance to check it out, if you haven't already, please do. I happened to be in an Uber this week, and you know, I'm here in Texas, and so I don't typically expect to hear, I don't expect to hear music I want to listen to in Ubers. For the most part, like a lot of times it's like NPR or country, or they try to play like whatever they consider to be the pop stations, and that ain't me either. So I normally get in the Ubers with like my headphones on, and I happen to like not have anything playing at the moment when I hopped in this one, and I recognized the song, and I looked at, she had the little, I don't know, whatever, the little Apple tie-in car thing, you know what I'm talking about. I don't do Apple, so I don't know. So I could see the artist and everything. And it was Eric Roberson. I asked her if she was an Eric Roberson fan, which she wasn't. So she didn't get 5 stars. But she was from Baltimore. So we had a quick conversation about East Coast versus Texas, or versus Austin. I did not bring up to her my feelings about Baltimore. And I won't mention them now because I'm making progress on the podcast and I'm not trying to lose that. So... Anyway, yeah, that's my Eric Roberson story out of nowhere. Man, yeah, you know, if last week taught me that maybe you guys don't necessarily like the freestyle, I don't have nothing to talk about episodes. And I don't know. I liked that episode. I thought it was pretty dope. I had fun making it. And so we doing something similar again this week. I don't have a lot super planned. It's just been a crazy period for me lately. A lot is going on, both professionally and personally, and just like Sundays come and the podcast, other than, you know, promoting it during the week and trying to keep, you know, kind of trying to keep things afloat, Like, actually having something to talk about is like the last thing that comes to my mind on like a Sunday. You know, especially Sundays like this. I had Chef Elise, so we'll do the quick Chef Elise update. I had Chef Elise this weekend. You know, so that's the majority of my weekend. She goes home Saturday, you know. I think she went home around like 1 o'clock today. So I get like a the first thing I got to do when she leaves is take a nap. Like that's an immediate need. I need to eat something because I probably haven't eaten. Because, you know, food is what she wants to eat. And then I'm just like, I'm either like cooking for her, getting her food, and then trying to clean that up while she's eating before she can make another mess, because that's what she's headed to do the moment she finishes eating. Maybe while she's eating, is just, if you have a 5-year old or you've had a 5-year old, I'm sure you understand. But yeah, she's into this. So you guys know, if you've listened to Chef Elise updates in the past, slime is a thing. She watches something on YouTube about slime. It's a little slime thing, and they do stuff, and we do a thing. Like, it's a thing with us to like make slime. So I bought like a slime making kit, and before then I was just looking up slime making recipes online, and we would sit down and do the stuff, and it was a whole like method to the madness, like getting her to follow instructions and being able to read the steps and talk about measurements and amounts, and you know, it's like a science experiment. And you know, and then at the end of it, she had this slime which she loves to play with, and it's all good. But normally it's a one-off. We make the slime, she has the slime while she's here. When she leaves, something happens to the slime, and when she comes back, we go on to the next thing, and then maybe in a couple weeks we'll come back around to slime. But somebody, and I don't know who, I don't believe it was her mom, because her mom is not a fan of the slime, and for the reasons I'm about to discuss. Mom's not a fan of the slime, so it's definitely been a dad and Elise kind of thing. The early slime recipes used glue, and you know, glue and a 5-year-old, and she wasn't 5 then. You can imagine what happened. So mom's not a fan, but somebody bought her this. I'm calling it large because it feels like a shit ton of slime to me, but it's not that large. It's a slender cylindrical tube filled with like a orangish reddish slime. Somebody bought that for her, and I don't believe it was her mom. What her mom did do, and I'm not faulting her for this, maybe a little bit, but what she did do is she decided to send that with Elise. Like, there's a push now that, you know, she has her own space with me. That, you know, I buy her toys and books and stuff all the time, but it's like, you know, bring some of your stuff over here so that she has stuff here. And I there's a thing. The things that end up here are the things that mama don't necessarily want over there, because they're mess makers. And so, you know, I got the kinetic sand, which I have to sweep up every visit. And now I have the slime. And so what happens, like, there's, I don't know, it looks like maybe like a bottle of water, a water bottle full of slime. And right now it's about maybe 2/3 full. And a third of the slime did not, like, we didn't just throw it away. We didn't just like break off some of the slime inside. We don't need that amount of slime and like thrown it, you know, just got rid of it. A third of the slime has disappeared because it ends up as little dots of slime in random places throughout the house. And over the last couple of weeks, like, that's how much slime has just been randomly deposited in little itty bitty spots all over the freaking house. And it drives me insane. Like, I've talked about it. I have this thing. There's a space. Like, if you sit at the table, you can do whatever you want to do over here at the table, because I can mop that up, wipe it up, whatever. All good. But just keep it over there at the table. And that doesn't seem to be getting through somehow. Just not. So this stuff is everywhere, man. Like, and this week she finally got it on the carpet. And I'm proud of myself because I didn't spaz out. I didn't like go off on my daughter for being 5. Like, you know, I impressed upon her that, you know, I've asked her to keep the slime over there for this very, you know, reason. And then I showed her what I had to go through to, like, clean it up. And luckily for me, I just bought, like, this steam mop, handheld steamer cleaner thing, which I was excited to use anyway, because that's what my life is. It's, like, it's tea and, like, cleaning tools that I get real excited about. But yeah, so I got that out, and I got the slime up. And it's like, on my throw pillows, and I had to steam the throw pillows up. It's on the walls, and it's just, like, little dots everywhere, but these little dots have amounted, you know, have come up to a third of what's in that container. And I don't think I can go through the remaining two thirds being deposited around the house randomly. I'm sure there's some slime I haven't found yet. And I think the longer it sits on the thing, it just gets, I don't know, I'm freaking out. But yeah, that's my Chef Elise update. We made cupcakes. It was her mom's birthday. So we did the same recipe we did last year. Strawberry shortcake cupcakes. And I did the handmade whipped cream with no electric mixer. So my arm is real swole right now. But somehow that's like the manliest thing I do is whipped cream with no mixer. Go figure. Anyway, that's the Chef Elise update. We had a good time. I was saying something about, oh, the messes. That's how we got on Chef Elise. Okay. Anyway, what else happened to me this week? I had the random Uber thing with Eric Robeson. My daughter got slime all over the house. I learned a new word randomly. Facebook, like, teaches me stuff. I guess social media. I hate being on social media, but I do, like, pick up shit, like, here and there. So I learned a word. Is it a portmanteau? Y'all smarter than me. Probably a portmanteau is what I'm going to call it. I guess it's the word that means the combination of sounds and definitions to make a new word, like brunch is, you know, breakfast and lunch put together, brunch. And so, you know, you combine the sounds and the definitions and come up with a whole new thing. And the only reason this stuck with me is because I didn't know that podcast was a portmanteau or whatever. And it's basically, I guess, supposed to be iPod and broadcast put together. And that, like, that fucked with me because I'm not an Apple dude. Like, I really have true disdain for Apple. Like, I hate Apple, you know. I don't know. I almost look at, like, Apple people as, like, cowboy fans. Like, it may not be Apple that I hate. It's the fans. Like, it's the people who just stick by that shit. Like, it's the greatest thing ever, even when they, like, 70 features behind other things. Mate, they was the shit when it first started, and they broke ground, and then they knew they had you, and so they just, whatever. It's like, I hate to hear anybody be like an anti-masker or a pro-freedom, and they got an iPhone, because that's the most anti-freedom shit of all time. Like, Apple stuff works, and it works consistently because you can only do it the Apple way. And if something new comes out that they like, they're not going to, like, open this shit up so you can use that. They're just going to steal the feature and then drive them out of business. But you're going to do it the Apple way. It's definitely anti-freedom. And I grew up back, I remember when it was, like, Apple versus IBM. So this is going to age me. I don't know if any of y'all remember this. But it used to be a commercial where, like, the IBM people would be sitting, so, like, the PC people with the, it was IBM back then. But, like, yeah, the PC people would be, like, sitting in a room, and it'd be, like, a big face on the screen. It's supposed to be Big Brother, like, the 1984 type stuff. And please tell me it was 1984. Is that the name of the book? Anyway, but, you know, and it'd be, like, Big Brother, and they all just, like, conforming. And then, like, the lady would run in with the sledgehammer and throw it at the screen. They'd break the screen, and it was, like, don't be a conformist. Be with Apple. And it's, like, amazing how that whole shit has shifted. Like, to me, Apple, to me, is definitely, like, the comfort. That's, like, I don't know. That's the easy way out. I hate Apple. So when I found out that podcast is actually, like, a portmanteau of iPods and some other shit, it fucked with me a little bit. That's a long story about something irrelevant, but nah, it's what I do. Speaking of phones, another thing that happened, because this is just what we're doing this episode. We're going through my week. I got a new phone, so I'm obviously not an Apple person, so what am I? I'm an Android person. because those were the only two options, like Republican and Democrat. That's how things work. But yeah, I got a new phone. I did the Z Fold 3. I pre-ordered that thing, and I got it. It's definitely one of those, like, it's something, like, when I was a kid and new shit came out, new video games, new whatever, it was broke. You couldn't get it. So now that I have, like, any sort of means when, like, new shit comes out, I want it. I want it just so I can, because I can have it now, and I couldn't have it back then. So I pre-ordered this thing. I don't know exactly how I feel about it. It's a dope phone. It's a cool experience, like, opening it up and having, like, the whole tablet feel. I definitely, because I do a lot of, like, the stuff for the podcast when I'm mobile, like, riding the bus to work or whatever. And so I do a lot of that stuff from my phone, and I'll carry, like, tablets or, like, my personal laptop and my work laptop to work just so on the bus I can get stuff done. And I have noticed that there are things I can do with that phone that would allow me to just do a lot of that from my phone. I can multitask, have several windows open at once to kind of drag and drop and copy and paste in between them. So I'm looking forward to how that improves my workflow with less equipment. That's going to be my, like, techie real world reason for why I got it. But the main reason I got it was just because I could. It's a flex. Anyway. But yeah, so I had to get rid of my old phone because everything is leased now. So I had to wipe it and, you know, package it up to send it back. And it's a sad thing because when I think about it, like, that phone is probably the only thing I've had, like, personal contact with consistently every day for the last 2 years. Like, other people come and go and they disappear, and I always talk to them for a minute and we talk again. Like, that phone is the only thing that I talk to every day, like, for the last 2 years. And so it was like saying goodbye to a friend. And I felt like the phone felt that way too. You know, like, it really felt that way too, because they get serious about you, like, wiping these things. Like, I believe it asked me at least, I don't know, 17 times if I was sure I wanted to wipe it. Like, the phone was literally, like, talking to me, like, you sure you want to do this? I just need to verify that it's you then. What's your PIN? Okay. All right, let me get a fingerprint from you. All right, that checks out. You still sure? You sure you want to do this? All right, log into this account real quick so I can make sure it's you. All right. This ain't her idea, is it? Okay, all right, whatever. All right, date of birth, okay. Blink twice if she's behind you. No? Okay, all right. All right, I'm going to text you a code real quick. I'm going to need you to change one digit on that code if you're in danger. No? Okay, all right, one last time. Are you sure that this is something that you want to do? I'm like, yes, man, I'm sure. And it's like, all right, bro. Just don't let it run your life. And then it wiped itself. And that's how that was the goodbye that we had. It was an emotional thing. But yeah, on to new phones, man. On to new phones. Speaking of things I do on my phone routinely, I've told y'all, like, Facebook, I think, has got me. Like, they figured me out. They sell me stuff. I bought something else on Facebook this week. That little necklace that's supposed to help you breathe, to relieve anxiety and stress like that. I got one of those, so I'm waiting for that to come. I think it should be here, like, tomorrow. So I'm actually excited about that, like, having this thing. Because I've been dealing with a lot of fear and anxiety and stress just on some other stuff, you know. Like I said, this podcast has really been, like, I don't know, tertiary, if I can use that word, in my mind. Like, I probably further back than that. Like, it's not even been a focus other than just the day-to-day, like, distraction of putting out stuff to promote the thing. But like, really thinking about content and what I'm gonna do for the week and stuff like that has really been in the back of my mind. I do have two guest spots coming up. Somebody reached out to me for some stuff we talked about doing a while back, and they finally got back. And so I'm looking forward to those. Those are always fun. And I'll let you know when those things happen. But I don't know, Facebook for some reason is convinced that I want to watch this show, what is it called? Sisters? Is it on BET? Like, I can't really scroll too far through Facebook without. And then it's like, once I hit one clip, and I don't know if they already lined up like that, but it's like, if I watch one, it's like, that's the next 20 things on my timeline. It's just clips from Sisters. And I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know what that says about me and like what other things am I clicking on or liking that's like making you think I want, because I'm not a Tyler Perry fan. I'm absolutely not a BET fan. God, the BET ain't been cool since, what was that shit that used to come on late at night? I don't know. BET Unplugged, was that it? Nah, it can't be Unplugged. That was MTV Unplugged. BET Uncut or something like that. Whatever. They ain't been cool since back then. Like, I'm really not a BET fan. And I don't know. Like, this show just don't seem like it's for my demographic. So I'm trying to figure out exactly, like, what is making them think that I really... Because they seem to be convinced that this is the next thing for me. And I'm going to admit, like, I have watched several clips. I didn't know that dude. I thought that dude was just, like, famous from, like, Facebook stuff. I don't know his name. I think y'all know who I'm talking about. But he does, like, clips with his wife and his family. He talks about, like, I guess, like, marriage. I wanted to say black marriage, but I don't think that's ever come up. I think they've been on the Breakfast Club. I didn't know he was, like, an actor. I just thought he did. I thought he was the Facebook dude. But apparently, you know, he's an actor and he's on the show. And I've seen a couple clips with him in it. And it's some interesting stuff. I don't know. Maybe I could learn some things about women if I watch them. Like, ladies, y'all can tell me, is this realistic? Is these the conversations that y'all actually have? Are these the things that you actually think about? Or the ways you approach relationships? Almost everything I've seen so far from it has been like the interaction. It's either the women talking about their interactions with men, or then like scenes of their actual interactions with men. But it seems to be very much about like black women and black men. And I don't know, that whole thing. Hopefully they talk about other things like careers or friendship or family. I'm sure they do. But Facebook seems to be pushing the whole like relationship aspect on it. Maybe that's it. Maybe I click on too many of those. What is your 2022 going to look like? You know, and it'd be like single. So maybe that's it. And they think I need to know more about relationships. I'll say this, ladies. Women talk, it has been a while since I've heard this, but women talk about, you know, the things that make them feel inadequate, you know, like the magazines and all that, and maybe the videos or the way they think men talk about women and those feelings of inadequacy that come up because of that. It's fucking shows like this that make me feel inadequate. If I could be honest, if I could just speak freely in front of my family real quick, this the type of shit that I don't look like none of them dudes. None of them. And it's always like the way they could fit you in there, they just do the opposite. Like, it's either the dude is like super successful, you know, and even they like super fit and like, you know, fitness model type. It's like, all right, I'm not that successful, so I can't pull that kind of move. Or it'd be the dude that ain't so successful, probably, you know, working menial labor, might be a good dude, may not, maybe a hoe, who knows. But he'd be like the super fitness model, extra, you know, sexy flexy dude. And it's just like, where do I fit? I can't be broke because I don't look that good. And, you know, from my state of looks, maybe I'm not successful enough. Like, it's just, if there's anything, I'm just saying, ladies, if y'all could relate real quick, if you could understand, you could just understand, because I know you understand. So if you could understand. And then all this, like, I've been seeing a lot of, like, vibes toward the whole dad bod situation and, like, women embracing the dad bod. They want to, they good with the dad bod. They even like the dad bod. They say something to them. I don't know. But I see all that on these posts on, like, Twitter and things like that. Women embracing the dad bod. Ain't there another dad bod on Sisters. Y'all tell me if it's one. If it is one, let me know. I remember y'all making fun of the fat dude on Insecure. I'm just saying. Just understand what you're doing. So this is why I'm on the sideline. And I'm good. That show is probably going to keep me on the sideline. Because I don't want to. It's crazy. I don't want to enter that world again. I don't want to try to figure that shit out again. Ever. Ever. Good. All right. On a lighter note, before I get out of here, something else, I guess, in relation to the show, because the whole thing with, like, I almost got into some trouble on Twitter this week because of my response to a post. I'm not going to get into what it was about. You know, if you follow me on Twitter, you know what it's about. I'm going to do a show about it because I definitely feel like it's a conversation that needs to be had. But I need to have a woman's perspective. I almost said female, but I know that's a faux pas, right? You don't refer to them as female. Nah, I'm fucking up. I need to have a woman's perspective in order to have that conversation. But yeah, I mean, I'm getting into this trouble with stuff, and I seem to be weird in like how I view things or how I what I'm comfortable talking about and what I'm not comfortable talking about. I'm going to see Joe Rogan again this week. I saw him a couple weeks ago, and he came back around to the same spot, and I was able to grab tickets while I could still get like a table. So I'm gonna get a couple folks together, and we're gonna go see Joe Rogan. And the last time I was there, like, it was incredibly funny show. Like, everybody on the show was funny. I had a great time. It makes me feel good because the shows are like at pretty much a bar. It's like I go, and you're not supposed to do this, and it's not what I'm doing. I'm going because I want to get out the house and I want to do something fun. But the fact that I'm there at like in that setting and like, you know, have no pull toward moving back in that direction, that I can have fun without, you know, alcohol or without even thinking about it, is super dope for me. But the last time I was there, like, you know, the word we use is cut cards. Like, they didn't have no cut cards about what they could or couldn't talk about. And it was a lot of conversation, you know, in terms of race and in terms of women and sexuality and all kinds of stuff. And I realized, like, what I'm sensitive to and what I'm not, and trying to figure some of that out. It'll be for another show because we getting toward the end of this one. But like, there was a lot of N-word conversation. And you know, I'm
nigga.
I'm good with that word,
nigga.
You know, from certain people. Let's not get it fucked up. But I'm good with that word. But there was a lot of conversation about that. Some of the comedians were black and they said it. Some weren't and they didn't. I think Joe Rogan even talked about. I know because I looked it up. I thought he said it was like a 15-minute clip, but it's like a 30-second clip where somebody put together like every time he said nigga on his show in, I guess, ever. And it's like just 30 seconds straight of Joe Rogan saying nigga. And it's funny. It's hilarious. It's not intentionally funny. It is funny. I think, you know, listening to him talk and what I know of Joe Rogan, I don't think in any of those instances he was using the word in a way that would have offended me. I think he was quoting something. It is weirdness. But it's crazy how like I'm okay with that. But the things that like unnerved me during that show was like the B word, which I talked about. I don't like that word, not a big fan. It bothers me when it's like used so openly by men in front of women. And not that we should be using it behind your back. God damn, I'm fucking up completely. But it bothers me in those settings. I'm not a fan. And then like the P word, and if you, I'm talking about pussy, but you know, I'm not, that took something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like that word. I don't like it. And that, it just, like the whole nigga conversation was cool. I'm laughing, I'm having a good time. And then they get to the pussy jokes and I'm like, can't we talk about something else? I'm not comfortable. I'm not, it's funny, but it ain't funny. Why are you laughing? Like, you know, it really, I gotta figure that out. Maybe that could be a part of that whole conversation whenever I get, let's see, what's the word? Whenever I get a woman on the show, so we can talk about these things. But I'm very interested in having a woman's perspective on the show, so we can. Because the people I think about having are people that I think are cool, my friends, and you know, stuff like that. And I don't want to just get them on the show and then just enter into these debates about these super serious topics. I'd rather just like have some fun. But I do want to talk about these things, and I feel like I, you know, a couple dudes getting together and talking about them would be fucking stupid. Like, let me backtrack on some things I said a few episodes ago when I was talking about like Cardi B and the over sexualization and stuff like that, and whether it's empowerment. I 100% get that as a man or as a person that's not you, I don't get to tell you how to feel empowered. I can have my feelings on it, and that's what I'm expressing. I'm expressing my opinion on what I see, but I don't get to dictate the methods through which you can empower yourself. So whatever it is you want to do, do it. Just understand people may have an opinion about it. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I have an opinion, but I'm not at all saying you should not be allowed to do it. I think Dave Chappelle said once, you know, even if you don't like it, it should exist. And so I'm embracing that. There's a lot of shit out there that I don't like, but that doesn't mean it shouldn't exist. I look for balance. I want the opposite. And even if that means I have to present it, then I'll do that. If I see something out there that I disagree with, so if you post something that I disagree with and I respond to your post with opposing information, I am not trying to send a shot at you. I just do not want, I'm trying to not let that information go unopposed for someone else's sake. I'm trying to provide the balance that I'm talking about. That's it. We ain't got to become enemies, and we ain't got to do the stuff. You ain't got to go on your page and post some, and I shouldn't be looking at your page to see that you posted something that was like a little slight diss. Fuck social media. Anyway, I'm not watching Sisters. Maybe I will. I'm on the fence. I'll let y'all know. Anyway, it's been my time. We're going to do our usual calls to action. Yoga on the Roof. It's going down. It's happening. So if you want to do it, if you're trying to get your fitness and your nutrition goals right, holler at my man Zaya Fitness, Z-A-Y-A-H Fitness on Instagram. He can get you where you want to go. He's posting like routine, workout routines and stuff every day. That's my man. He'll never live down ordering every side at a steakhouse. And he made it through it all. No problems. Easy work. But yeah, Zaya Fitness on Instagram if you're trying to get your fitness and nutrition goals right. You know, TT Charities, if you're looking for ways to be impactful, be your brother's keeper, have something to say about the condition that we're in right now and participate in things getting better. Go there. TTCharities.org. Donate what you can. Time, money, books, clothes, a like, a retweet, a repost. It all goes a long way. It's been a minute since I shouted them out, but I see cakes and stuff that she makes all the time. So I just want to, shout my friend out and remember that we still cool. You know, we haven't talked in a minute. But Rena's Cakeys, if you don't know what a cakey is, it is a cookie it's the size and shape of a cookie, but the texture of a cake. And they come in mad different flavors and they're all delicious. Rena's Cakeys, R-I-N-A-S Cakeys. Figure it out. Rena's Cakeys. Hit them up. Get some cakeys. I'm probably going to hit her up and see if I can get some because them joints is dope. But I got my merch. I'm wearing a shirt right now. It's still summer. The algorithm hoodie season is coming. So use your coupon code algorithm for 20% off while you still can. Eventually, we're going to shift over to the hoodies and stuff like that. So that is all coming. If you can get them now, but I'm going to probably be putting out more hoodies in the very near future. But what is tws.com/store/store? Y'all gonna put either one in regardless of what I say. So but yeah, what is tws.com? It's a link for merch. Go up there, get your shirts, coupon code algorithm will get you 20% off even the hoodies. So go get decked out, support your boy, help me send Chef Elise to Disneyland. That's the goal. But with that said, thank y'all for hanging out. I do want to say my condolences to, I think his name is Caleb Wallace. He was a big time anti-masker who recently passed away from COVID-19. No jokes about that. People take it seriously. It's real. I think we passed the point of arguing about whether it's real. You can feel how you feel about the mask. I get it. I don't necessarily agree with you that this is a restriction of your freedoms. But beyond all of that, don't need to express your freedom so much that you'll unnecessarily die for it. Like, there are moments where you might have to fight for your freedom, or you might have to give your life for your freedom. This ain't really one of those. And just search your heart and make sure that this is the hill you want to die on, because people are dying. And so my condolences to him and his family. I think he leaves behind 3 kids. His wife is pregnant with a 4th. So it's a horrible situation. And let's be safe. Let's be the light and be easy. Because I love y'all. Holla.
Last call for alcohol. Yeah. If this is it, like if this is the last joint, this is the last hurrah. It's the last call for alcohol, baby. I gotta say, whether you knew it or not, it's pretty much at the finest bar establishment, the finest spirits and libations y'all could have had, baby. You might realize it now, you might have realized it back then. You might realize it later.
Love.